Thousands of whistleblowers have reported some, but only one action has been taken, and that was in Philadelphia. Some company was bilking the taxpayers out of 20 some million dollars, and we got that information. They've got the money. The whistleblower is going to get an award, but there's thousands of others out there. And then don't forget that I patterned this after the Whistleblower and False Claims Act in 1986, when now there's $30 billion have come back into the federal treasury. So I think we got a good track record of whistleblowers giving good information that restores money to the federal treasury that belongs in the federal treasury. So every time I see IRS, 5 years after we pass a law, only dealing with one of these cases, and there's thousands of others out there that are waiting to be dealt with, then the answer to your question is, I find out about this meeting down in Florida at the Ritz-Carlton, and 19 employees down there. How come these employees can't communicate by email their problems and get them worked out? But most importantly, they ought to be up here handling these thousands of cases of whistleblowers reporting money lost and getting that money into the federal treasury and encouraging more whistleblowing.
From what you're saying, this really isn't about this one conference, is it? It's about a longstanding frustrations and doubts that you have with whether or not they're actually listening to their whistleblowers, right?
Well, and whether or not they're using a law that's a very good tool, as evidenced by this $20 million plus that's coming in from a company in Philadelphia that they wouldn't even known about without the whistleblower reporting it, and get the award out to the whistleblower and then start working on these other hundreds or thousands of cases that have been reported and get more money into the federal treasury and encourage the whistleblowing by getting the awards out to the whistleblower and get the show on the road.
So we're primarily talking about people that call into the IRS from outside, not necessarily IRS employees.
Yeah, these are probably, the law says that you got to have a certain threshold, I think of $200,000 of taxes not being paid, which is still a sizable amount, but we wanted to make sure that we were not dealing with whistleblowers that said somebody didn't pay a $10 worth of taxes. We're talking about big amounts of money, as evidenced by the $20 million, and people that know about it, probably within the corporations, reporting it and having an incentive to report it, and the incentive to report is the award. And so we have this one example. We got other people that we know have reported, but they aren't making a decision. You know, you'd think this would be tough to make a decision, right? Well, it's not tough to make a decision. It's just common sense. When they know that there's money that hasn't been paid, they collect it, and then the collection of it, you know that there's an award to be made, make the award. And it takes two people to decide to make the award. You got to have the IRS commissioner sitting down with the Secretary of Treasury, and it ought to be a pro forma decision to make the award because the money's been collected.
What does the IRS tell you as to why they're not following up on all these cases?
They don't tell us anything. We've written three letters now, and I brought this up with the Assistant Secretary that was up for nomination hearing, and I said them, I won't repeat it because basically I said to them just what I'm saying to you right now.
In your latest letter to the IRS, you did give them, I guess, a begrudging compliment. You said that they were making, or at least you thought at one point, plodding but steady progress. What did you mean by that?
We meant steady progress, that they know that these whistleblowers are doing their work and there's money coming in. And I suppose I used the Philadelphia example as some progress, but where they're stymieing the whole process is probably discouraging whistleblowers, because you'd think after all these years, these people get their money because the federal government's going to get their money.
When I read the IRS's responses to your other letters, they haven't responded to your latest one, but say to the one from last fall, it seems like they're putting out a lot of the reason for delay on technology or systems and things that just need to be modernized. Now, do you agree that it's more about the things, the technology, et cetera, or do you think that this is a management or leadership issue?
It's a management or leadership issue, because when it comes to technology, the IRS is probably 20 years behind, and they've been 20 years behind for the 20 years that I've been trying to get them to update their technology.
We're speaking with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Recently, Commissioner Doug Shulman made a big speech at the press club pressing for more money. billions more to get on with the modernization program that, like you say, has been going on for the 20 years I've been following IRS also. And so do you believe that they deserve that money at this point?
I always have said that there's no bureaucracy that can't tell us they use more money. And I want to make sure that they're using their money as efficiently as they can before we go. Now, listen, we're talking about whistleblowers. Whistleblowers are not on the federal payroll. They're telling people where to find the money. Go where they say the money is and collect the money. You don't need any IRS employees. In fact, you know, I suspicion that there's something going on with the within the profession of IRS agents, just like it went on within the profession of people that were supposed to go after fraudulent use of taxpayers' money under the False Claims Act. It took about 5 to 6 years after we passed that law for the judicial people to start using the law and cooperating with the whistleblowers, because every time there's a whistleblower said there was fraudulent use of taxpayers' money and it wasn't being prosecuted, it made it look like they weren't doing their job and they didn't want the egg on their face and they thought they could delay it and not make them look bad. And it's probably the same thing happened in the IRS. They got people telling them where they aren't finding the money that's owed, and it makes the IRS look bad. And so why doesn't the IRS forget about it, just collect the money? That's why the IRS was set up, to collect the money. And they have people telling them where the money is. You know, follow the money.
What's next? I mean, are you thinking of legislation, or are there any other sorts of sticks that you're hanging out there?
You don't have to have any more legislation. This legislation's working by evidence of the $20 million that's come in from the federal treasury. All we got to do is have the IRS get on the stick. This is the easiest way to collect money. Every time they send an agent out to collect money, they probably have to work for days or at least hours or days to find out what's owed. This is where somebody inside is telling them that somebody's cheating. Go after the cheats. They spend all their time going after the honest taxpayer and harassing the honest taxpayer.
And what about the administration? Have you approached them? Maybe some pressure from the executive branch could help.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing at this hearing of this nominee for Assistant Secretary of Treasury. I was telling him, you aren't answering our letters. Are you going to answer our letters? Are you going to make sure that these awards are given? And, you know, the guy that I was questioning wasn't the guy that was a problem, because he's not on the job. But you take every opportunity you can in a public way to tell people that are being appointed to these important positions, get on the stick and do your job.
Sounds like an issue that's almost personal to you.
It's personal from the standpoint that I believe that nobody should pay one penny more in taxes that they owe or one penny less. Just pay what you're owed. And there's a lot of people who won't do that. And so you got a company up in Philadelphia that didn't pay 20-some million dollars, and a whistleblower was smart enough to know it. Because we passed our law, he was willing to squeal on them, and we got the $20 million. Let's go collect the other hundreds of millions of dollars that's out there. There's a 300-and-some billion-dollar tax gap. And probably the whistleblower protection is only going to get a small part of that, but it's going to get it from corporations that think they can defraud the federal government.